Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. We are waiting for our guest. His name is always Mr. Ole Cantos, O-L-L-I-E, for those people that are unfamiliar with how to spell Ole. Some people spell it O-L-L-Y, and that would be right in many situations, but wrong in this one. Ole is spelled O-L-L-I-E, last name Cantos. So if you go to workwitholecantos.com, you'll see one of his cool websites that he has put together. We are here every Friday at 5 p.m., either live or replay, with the gentleman whose name is still Ole Cantos. Ole is a gentleman who called me, maybe eight, nine years ago, not really sure. But he basically had mentioned that he was working at an MLM company. He was also separately an attorney for our fine federal government, one of the rare attorneys that I like. And Ole has worked with all different presidents. President, I think he started with Clinton, and they did a couple of Bushes, and then Bush, and then a couple of Clintons, and then Mr. Obama. Now he still works for our fine federal government, and with Mr. Biden, and also did the Donald Trump thing. And he also, during COVID, had an opportunity to be able to work remotely and move back to California, where he was raised in West Covina, and decided that he was going to continue to work remotely. His boys, Nick, Stephen, and Leo, are in college, so while they're away, Ole can be anywhere. So we decided to go back and actually campaigned, and we did this on Building Fortress Radio, for a city councilman's position. So in addition to being an attorney for a fine federal government, a city councilman, an MLM distributor, and the proud dad of three boys, they're triplets, Nick, Stephen, and Leo. We are here on Building Fortunes Radio talking about whatever Mr. Ole Cantos wants to talk about on his own radio show. So, Ole, thanks for making it. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thank you, Peter. It is always good to be with you. I'm just really excited. So many, 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 many things happening all at once on every front. It is so much fun. I just cannot even begin to tell you. I mean, so I actually wanted to share this time the concept of other people's money and really exponentially really taking things to an entirely new level. I mean, a lot of people who come into the network marketing space, they might say, well, I don't know if I have the money, or even if they're bigger ticket items, they don't know. And so obviously, it's really important for everybody to do their due diligence with different companies. But let's just say for the moment, just for discussion purposes, that you found something that you really not only believe in, but you see that there's proof that it works, it's a really great product, it's not a pyramid, all that stuff, like just the usual stuff. There is this really awesome thing that can be done to really take things to an entirely new level when it comes to financing. And I'm only barely scratching the surface when it comes to this because we're already working on it for other business ventures that I'm starting to do. And so the way it works is there are different types of loans that you can have as a small business owner. So one thing is if you have an LLC, Limited Liability Corporation, if you have an LLC, then that separates you from – I mean, you build – the key is to strive to build business credit. And so when you start off and you're brand new, you start off and you set up the LLC, then there are advantages to that where that is an entirely separate entity. And under legal standards, it's literally – it's considered legally another person. So when you have an LLC and you get that set up, then the LLC separately from you personally can actually either take out loans or get credit cards, that kind of thing. So there's this thing called, well, I mean, there's there's a way to get money if your credit is good and making sure that you have a steady income and that kind of thing, where you can apply for zero interest credit cards where the introductory rate is 0% for 6, 12, or 24 months or 18 months or whatever the case might be. And so whenever people get involved in building a business, I've found that it's best to automate as much as possible because it saves a lot of time. And that's actually, just for our listeners to know, how I first got to know Peter, because Peter is known throughout our industry for his ability to generate leads and to really find people in a targeted way. And that's how we first entered into our business relationship with one another, where I called him, and it was actually in February. I said, "Oh my gosh, Peter, is this 9 years for us?"
It's been a while. It's been a while.
2, 3, 4. Oh my gosh, it's either 8 or 9 years with us. I'm going to have to double check, but it has been a long time for us. But the reason why I found Peter was completely just on my own and doing my due diligence. Didn't know the guy, didn't know anything about him, but holy cats, what an amazing, amazing blessing it has been to be with Peter for all of this time. I'll tell you, for all of you who hear this, Peter is not only is he just a great when it comes to support, but he's also a very good friend. And that happened over time because of our family getting to know him, and it has been really incredible sort of sharing the life journey together in that respect, where he's all the way in Florida, and I'm all the way now here in California, and I used to be in D.C., and the boys are still out there, and that my sons, Leo, Nick, and Steven, are still out there. But Peter has been a big blessing, and so the reason why I bring that up is because Peter is an example of putting into place systems that can be automated and optimizing technology to build our network marketing businesses. And with what I'm learning now with regard to financing and these strategies, I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish I had known this 15 years ago, because provided that it's the right opportunity and that you are really well vested and really eager to build it, you could build it slow or you could build it fast, but why not build it fast? And what the gurus don't tell you, and what I'm actually learning from folks that I'm starting to figure out, that the big gurus, they have all these various automated systems in place. They have lead capture pages where you put your name and address and stuff. They have sales funnels where it does a follow-up for them. They even have VAs, virtual assistants, who do some of the calls. They have this because they either built it and have enough money now where they can do that, or they went in and they treated this like a traditional business and put up, to get some skin in the game, they put up a lot of money through loans, through business loans and everything, to get all of these systems into place, which helped them grow faster, which then they paid the loans back, and then that's it. So, I mean, I'm just so excited. I really feel like we're going to explode over the next – I mean, we've been doing it the traditional way, just one by one by one by one. And thanks to Peter and his direct help, there was even a restoration of some things that I had lost. And Peter did that as a caring friend. And I would have been lost without him. And literally the value of what he provided was literally a five-figure value for what he did for us. And we're eternally grateful to him for that. But I'm here to assert publicly into the world that Peter is really as good as they come. They really, you know, and I just absolutely love Peter. And so when it comes to all of this, I really strongly recommend that you get in touch with me, because of the systems that we have that I've already paid for, and I've paid a five-figure amount for these things, and then being able to take things to entirely new levels and to do it in partnership with Peter and that kind of thing. And so you don't have to do all this madness that we went through to get this puppy up and running. and everything, and then with Peter's help with everything, it's been incredible as far as the way that he was able to help with some glitches that existed, that there would have been no way that I could have done this on my own. I'm saying it here. I could not have – I would have been lost, and I would have lost everything I put into this had it not been for his personal intervention, where he literally who I was in partnership with, he literally went to like the CEO of the entity, and he really went to bat for us. And he didn't have to do that. He just didn't have to do that, but he did it because he cares about the people who he works with. And so I had to bring this on here publicly to explain this, because the thing is, when it comes to our building our respective businesses, we can still and must still prospect and find people, that kind of thing. But if there's a way that we can speed it up a little bit by identifying qualified prospects who are in our market, who want and who don't have a problem of it being network marketing, and they don't think that we're unethical or part of some kind of a scam or whatever, like people who are educated enough to know that this is a legitimate business model where people do well, then those are the ones that we can work with. So we don't have to go through all of that, oh, is it a pyramid, oh, I hate those things, or any of that. Like this, the target audience for these radio shows are people who love or who are open to network marketing. And there are thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people out there, and all we need is just a few to really build a team. And then when we automate systems, then that's even better. And then there's a way to finance the auditing, I mean the financing of the automating of those systems without using our own direct money. And of course, the employee mindset would say, "Oh, you know, there's a risk. What if you finance it and it doesn't work, and then you have all this money and you're in all this debt?" Well, any business person will tell you, including bricks and mortar businesses, any of them will tell you there's good debt, there's bad debt. The bad debt is all that consumer stuff you just buy, you live beyond your means, and it doesn't do anything for you. Buy the TV, you buy the car, even the nice car, the nice TV, the nice stereo. That's bad debt. If any of us spends beyond our means, that's just unwise. That's just not the best thing to do from a financial standpoint. But then there's good debt. And when we leverage other people's money or OPM for good debt, that means we purchase the services and systems necessary for us to make money. So what we do is we use the financing to buy whatever it is that we need system-wise to have into place, so then our business is up and running and rolling. And then so that's just really important. There are a lot of nuances of like not to just waste it on marketing without knowing what you're doing with marketing and doing market testing, split testing, all that stuff. There's like a whole different that's a whole different conversation. But part of the business plan in building, we have got to see, for those of us who want to build a network marketing businesses, we have to see this as a literal business. It isn't just a hobby. Oh, I get to it when I get to it. No, we put in the systems. We build. And if people don't want to because they don't have the credit or the capital or they're risk averse or whatever, then they can do it the traditional way. And history is replete with example after example of people who had nothing, and because of their sheer hard work, they did build and are building ginormous businesses. So it's not to say that you can't do it that way, but if at all possible and you want to compress time, then I strongly urge that people work with Peter. I mean, I cannot say this emphatically enough. Peter has been there for us through thick and thin, through the doubts, the struggle, the triumph, everything. He has been there. He has just been there all of this time, from when we were in a legacy company to then when it wasn't working for us and I wanted to quit this doggone industry. I was so mad, but Nick encouraged me to stay, and then my son Nick, and then we stayed, and then we joined another company that we're in now, and we thrived, and I'm an executive in that company now. And it's just, you know, it's really, it's just a matter of finding our niche and finding a fit and continually persisting and not necessarily chasing the next shiny object, but being very direct and deliberate about how we build our respective businesses. So with that, we should go to a break and then we'll pick it up afterwards.
We'll take a quick commercial break. You're listening to Ole Cantos.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we're back. Peter Mingles here with Mr. Ole Cantos, and he's talking to you about different ways you can actually effectively build your business. If you go to workwitholecantos.com, you'll see a semblance of some of the things that he's been working on that he invested in, maybe even for your purposes as well. So, Ole, back to you.
So if you go to work with Ole, O-L-L-I-E, Cantos, C-A-N like Nancy, T like Tom, O-S like Sam, .com, you will see our automated system. And I'll take you through it. Essentially, in order for you to see stuff, you have to put in your name and contact information. And then from there, after you provide your name, email, and phone number, then it takes you to a presentation that is customized to us and our business. And then there's further information, including the comp plan, the company name, everything. So it's not hidden, but you have we need your information first. And then there's a calendaring system so that if you want to book an appointment with us, then you go to that. All of that is so I don't have to do it every single time. By the time people get to me, they will have already seen a bunch of stuff. And if they don't get that far and they drop off, then no loss. You know, I mean, it saves me time, and then that's really it. And so even for your own purposes, if you're part of something else, just see how that's put together. And I'm telling you, I'm not a programmer. I don't know how to do any of that stuff. But when you find a team who can help you to take care of that, where they do the technical stuff, and then they give you templates, and you operate off the templates and so forth, and then they put it together. So we actually have a presentation video there that is a professional presentation video with my voice on there. That took I don't even know how many hours to put together. It took forever to put that together. That's in there. So go and take a look. And even put your name in just to see what happens, you know. And then if you want to meet with us, then you can put your information into the calendar, or you can reach out to me by sending a text to 202-744-0547 and saying that you heard about this on Building Fortunes Radio and that kind of thing. Don't just say one word like hi or whatever, because I'll just figure it's a bot trying to capture numbers. So, you know, we always get those hi, good morning or whatever. Like, no, say that you heard about it on here, and I'll take you through that process. And so this radio show that we do, people don't realize this radio show goes all over the world, and I don't have the expertise to make it go all over the world, but Peter does. So, you know, it's all over in different places. It's on literally from my own Google device at home. I can pull up the radio show, and it's under Spotify. I don't know how it's there, but it's there, you know. And I don't have that. I don't know how it works, but Peter does. And so when anybody who hears this, if they say, hey, I want to do my own radio show, they should hire Peter to have that happen, because then you have a platform, it's yours. The podcast, it's in podcast format, so it stays and stays and stays, and it's there forever. It's there for people to listen to. People, and the more you do it consistently like you have, then the more exposure you get. And it's just really a great deal. It's, people might say, how much does it cost? Well, I mean, my question is, how much does it cost not to work with Peter? I mean, to do all of this myself, to learn how to do a podcast, this whole blog talk radio thing. I don't know anything about that. I don't know how to set it up. I don't know any of it. I literally don't know. All I do, just so you all know, I call a number, and that's it. I call a number, and there Peter is. That's it. He hits the button to unmute me, and then that's it. And then so I don't do any of that. I don't do the promotions. We didn't have, you know, I mean, you heard the professional intro. There's an outro that you'll hear at the end here. All of that Peter has done for us already. It's done. And then all we need to do is plug ourselves into his system and then supplement it with other stuff, have him help with leads and whatever else, and then see how it goes. So nothing that is ever fully on autopilot, but it's awfully close because we still have to talk to people. We still have to have a good attitude. We still have to know our product and our business and opportunity. We still should focus on the benefits and not just the products. You know all that. We've all heard that before. So there's work at the end of this that's part of this, and there's capital if you want to set something up like this. But it's so much easier these days than the old days with our grandparents' MLM, where they would have to go out in the snow and do all wherever they go, and they have these stories of perseverance where they would drive 3 hours to an appointment and they wouldn't show up, or you'd set up a big hotel event or event in some public hall and you'd have a bunch of chairs and nobody would come. You know what I mean? Like those old ways, I mean, they're really intense stories. We don't have to do that now. We could stay home and build, or we could go wherever and build from wherever we're building. And so when people say, oh, you know, the whole network marketing thing, that's a thing of the past. You know, nobody does that. People, you know, well, every year, I'm sure Peter – and maybe on our future show, Peter can have some stats for us because he knows this industry a billion times better than I ever will. But more and more and more people do business through network marketing by buying products and services every single year. The number just keeps going up, 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 and it never goes backwards. It's always more, 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 more people. And then they say, oh, people quit. Yeah, well, overall, in the aggregate, there's still more and more and more people doing business with network marketing companies. Like, that's just how it is, and that's how we're here to stay. So the question is, are any of you listening who are sitting on the sidelines, are you going to do this or aren't you? And if you're not, then nobody's going to fault you for it. Nobody's going to – at least I won't. I'm not going to say, well, you don't have a dream or whatever. I'm not going to – I mean – business isn't for everybody. Many people like to just be employees and come and get paid for what they do, and then they go home. This is for people who want to take control of their own time, who can have the discipline to persist and to learn and to be around other quality people who are also entrepreneurial, who have an abundance mindset, who understand that it takes risk and it takes work. I mean, nothing in life is without risk. So then, you know, whenever people say, oh, you know, it's risky, well, what's not? I mean, but, of course, it has to be calculated risk that's best for you. So with that, oh, my gosh, I've already enough. So, oh, my gosh, I can't believe how fast time's gone by. Are we at – oh, no, I thought it was 30.
We got about 2 or 3 minutes left.
Okay, yeah. So the thing is, not everybody wants to do network marketing, but for that matter, not everybody wants to build any business. They don't want a McDonald's. They don't want a lemonade stand. They don't want anything. They want to go do their work, go home, and know that their paycheck is steady. And so you could still do that, but the great thing about network marketing, it's not like, well, you either do a 9-to-5 or you build this business. That's not how it is here within our world. Within network marketing, you can start part-time, and then the investment is maybe a couple hundred bucks, whatever. And then, you know, then from there, it's up to you as to what you want to do with that. So then, but people have got to understand that just because you come in for a few hundred, if you treat it as a hobby, it'll pay you like a hobby. If you treat it like a business, it'll pay you like a business. That's just fact. Sorry. So you have to, you know, so when it comes to, when it comes to how it works, as far as our mindset, we've got to make sure to have the kind of mindset that allows us to continue to build and to prosper and to celebrate along the way. Because when we celebrate the small successes, then we celebrate the big ones. But if we can't appreciate the blessings that we have at a small level, we'll never appreciate it at a bigger level. Whenever we get our first, we sponsor our first downline associate, representative, distributor, whatever it is, the word is in your company, celebrate that. Whenever somebody gets a customer, celebrate that. Whenever you get a customer, celebrate that. Whenever you just decide to join and to be a part of something, celebrate that. But recognize that we have our own independent businesses. And from a legal standpoint, essentially we're independent contractors. So the fact is that we have advantages on multiple levels when it comes to personal growth as well as economic growth that you cannot get anywhere else for the price, for the point of entry that it costs here. I mean, it's really not that much, especially when you can consider a bricks and mortar business like a restaurant or something. It's literally several hundred thousand with, well, hey, you know what? If it doesn't work, so much for your several hundred thousand, bye. Here, the risk is so minimal. I mean, like a few hundred bucks. And then if you decide to really do it and go for it and build systems, there's more. But again, it's going to take work and it's going to take diligence and building the right kind of system and all that kind of stuff. But Peter is really, I strongly recommend that people look at Peter Mingles and Building Fortunes Radio and everything that the commercial talks about, because the fact is that in working with Peter, it's he is literally just, his ethics is just unbelievable. His character, his just who he is as a person, his literal caring about people who he works with. He cares about us, and we care about him and his family. And so that kind of trust is not something, at least in my life, that I easily give away. I don't just trust anybody who walks down the street. But I'm just telling you, and for the whole world, all of you who listen should really understand, if you were kind of thinking about doing business with Peter, you really should do it. And do business with me. Let's do something together. And I make no bones about being a capitalist. I want to make money. I want to make money more. I mean, I'm literally on the verge of multiple six-figure income at this point. I'm very close. Very, very close. I think within the next – no, actually, I'm pretty darn sure. Within the next 12 months, I will be a multiple six-figure earner. And Peter has been a part of that journey, and I just love this guy. And I'm just really grateful that we have systems in place and can put systems in place, and that we know various people and that we have each other's back, because we know – we need to be careful, because opportunities out there, people can say a bunch of stuff, but then they could be nothing of what they say. So always, always do your due diligence. Always. Never just listen. Like, do whatever you can to triple check everybody. And so we do that. So we expect other people to do that. Do that with me. Literally, Google me. See my own background. And why in the world, in my position, would I risk my reputation, what people think of me, and for something that would be some kind of awful, unethical thing? Why would I do that and throw away everything I've built? No way. But I stand behind being a part of this industry, and there are people all around us who are successful at this, and I celebrate their success, and I look forward to everyone's success. So with that, I'll turn the time back to you, Peter.
Excellent. Well, we're running out of time. Make sure you check them out. Go check out that system. Workwitholycantos.com. Workwitholycantos.com for the system that he's referring to. And, of course, you can always contact Oli or contact me, and I'll kind of steer you in the right direction relative to Oli as well. So, Oli, I appreciate all the great things that you do, because I might have helped you on these projects, but I know you've helped a ton of people in life in general. So with the work that you do, with the home-based business that you're building, with your boys and surrounding friends and everything else like that, so I do a fraction of the stuff that you do on a daily basis. So thanks for being here. Thanks for the things that you do. And if you want to join Oli and work with this community, I mean, kind of get involved. So we're going to leave it at that, and we'll see you next week on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, Oli.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.